Leanne Langlois from the Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society in the studio with us. What's the furthest you've traveled? What's the most money you've shelled out to go and see a band, your favorite band somewhere?
Money I've shelled out?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I went to Saskatoon to see Journey. It was a great journey.
Wow.
I know.
That might be the most Canadian thing I've heard this week.
Wow.
It's up there.
Well, I wasn't in town when they played here. So, you know, I had to, it was on my bucket list, even if, you know,
going to Saskatoon
singers.
Was on your bucket list?
No, my family's there. I had a free place to stay. So it kept the cost down.
It's not motorcycle riding weather today.
No, it was snowing quite hard when I was driving over here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not on my motorcycle.
This is not probably the best day to talk about motorcycles. But hey, since all the motorcyclists are probably in caged vehicles this morning, listening to the radio, it's good that you are, so that we can talk motorcycle safety.
And to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Caged vehicles, people who drive in, four-wheeled vehicles, whatever, and then those of us who have two-wheeled and three-wheeled vehicles, and of course, my unicycle. The Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society is picking up steam. It's province-wide now, and there's a ton of support behind it. There's a huge amount of support here in Edmonton in particular, where it started,
yes.
And a lot of media help, which has been terrific. There's an awful lot of media representatives for the Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society who ride and like to get the word out about safety.
Yeah, I mean, like, we just started this because, you know, obviously there was not a lot of awareness campaigns out there for our community, much like there is for, you know, don't drink and drive, don't rip through construction zones, and yet we saw an increase of fatality or serious injury collisions and a lot of negative attitudes with the keyboard warriors online about bikers going down and, oh, it's just another noisy biker, who cares? And that kind of offended me. And so I pulled together a really great team of people and decided to, if nobody's going to do it, we'll do it ourselves.
I like how you've worked too closely with the Edmonton Police Service too. It helps bring the stigma down that not all riders, because there are some, are D-bags out there. So it's definitely helped in that side of things.
Well, and on the flip side of that, not all enforcement officers are D-bags either.
100%.
I mean, 100%. And it's not just DPS. We've partnered with sheriffs, peace officers, RCMP. So any type of enforcement agency in the province, we are trying to work together with, as well as government at different levels and industry and media. Like, everybody who rides a motorcycle in Edmonton and Calgary are basically involved with us, like you two, for example. Terry, since day one, I think you were the first person we talked to, and you're like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. So it's, and we've already had three motorcyclists die on on Alberta, on Edmonton.
Yeah, just in Edmonton. Last year was five right before our launch in the province.
What are your thoughts on the ghost bike on the Anthony Hyundai?
You know, I passed that on my way here this morning, and I had goosebumps. Like, I just got chills. And I applaud the young men who have started the ghost bike initiative. It was something that we had talked about, Marty and I had talked about back in 2015-16 when we started AMSS.
Because they do this with bicycles.
Yeah, they do this with bicycles, and it just wasn't something that we could put into play at that time. We had bigger things to focus on, like our messaging and stuff like that, to get media highly involved. So these ghost bikes are amazing, and I applaud, like, Corey Bacon, John Taylor, and those guys for not only the ghost bikes themselves, but rightfully it's the right group that are doing it, because they're also the ones that organize the memorial rides.
Mm-hmm. There was a bike down on Saturday on Grote Road.
In the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just after, you know. He waited a good 15 minutes.
It was a sport bike. And I saw on Facebook that people were, you know, again, the keyboard warriors talking about bikers being stupid and so on. And then there was also the, nobody can tell me when I can ride my motorcycle. There's certain things that are just science about motorcycles, particularly the tires in cold weather, that should be
common knowledge and just, you know, adhered it to.
Adhered to. There's a good one, because your tires aren't adhering to the road. So when you make comments like, nobody's going to tell me when I can ride. I've been riding since 1973. Well, you know what? There's other things. You know what's going to happen until you're 73? Do you want to say it, or do you want? Because you said it during.
I could say it. Okay. I mean, and it's not even when you're 73. It's you know, there's a time and a place to ride your bike, and I choose to ride so I can ride another day. And other people want to be out there from our community and say, it's my life. I can do what I want. And that might be true, and you might think that you're not going to affect somebody else, but tell that to your mother who's going to wipe your ass for the rest of your life because you survived your collision.
Yeah.
Or tell that to your children who just lost their parent because you chose to be irresponsible on your motorcycle. We have our own responsibilities out there as riders because essentially rider safety starts with us. We can't depend on everybody else to keep us safe. I'd love for all the drivers to put down their damn phones and pay attention to what they're doing and not take a cargo van and slam it into a mother and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would rather that. I would rather everybody just, you know, work together. But at this, like, both sides have their responsibilities.
What's the website and Twitter and Instagram and all that that people can follow?
Are we getting too serious?
Well, no, it's maddening is basically what it is.
It is. It's frustrating.
It is so preventable.
Yep, absolutely. Website is ab-amss.org, where you can find all the details for our launch in the snow on Sunday.
Sign up as a member.
I really hope it's nice. So you can sign up as a member. We've got our medical data carriers that are on sale now through the website or where we're at, and you guys each have one in your little goodie bag.
Sweet. Yeah. Those are really cool,
well,
too.
And I brought it over to you at the bike show, so you got a first-hand account. This is Terry's first time seeing this. So essentially, Terry, what's in that package is a little pouch that holds a waterproof, tear-proof piece of paper that has your emergency contact information, any medical information that you might feel is necessary if you can't speak for yourself in the event of an emergency. It comes with a double-sided 3M sticky tape that's the same size as the pouch. It's no bigger than a regular helmet sticker.
Yep.
And you put it on the left side of your helmet. And so as we're growing this program, which is new to Alberta and exclusive through AMSS, we're talking with enforcement, we're talking with paramedics, we're talking with fire, and we're educating our own community because essentially, if you guys and I are out riding and I went down, you don't know my medical history.
No, I don't know your blood type. Hell, I don't know my own blood type. Right? So, yeah, it's good to have that stuff.
So you rip that off my helmet, and when you call 911, they already are five steps ahead of the game.
Yeah.
That's a very, very life-saving, easy thing to do.
So, yeah, that's on our online store or any event that we'll be at our launch. We'll have that there as well. And, we're just trying to find every way possible to help save some lives.
Awesome. If you didn't catch the website, you can just Google Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society. Leanne Langlois, always fun to talk to you about bikes and stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
I'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, you will. You will indeed. Look it up and learn to be safe, whether you're a motorcycle rider or a car driver, and watch, make sure you hashtag ThinkBike.